NPR's Joe Shapiro is at the New Orleans airport. There, doctors are deciding what to do with those injured in or after the hurricane as they are helicoptered in from hospitals, nursing homes, and rooftops.
Dr. Hamant Bankawala is an emergency room physician back home. Here, he's a member of a disaster medical assistance team called a DMAT. He's part of one from Texas, Texas 4. They're from Dallas-Fort Worth. Yesterday, 800 patients an hour arrived here. Today, it's been more.
An incredible amount of people that were just pouring through our doors from above, from below, from the sides, every direction. So we had to practice what's called disaster medicine. This is not emergency medicine, not trauma medicine. It's mass casualty triage. It's called by some people black triage.
Black triage. To explain, he pulls a piece of paper from his pocket.
I'm holding in my hand a tag that we have thousands of. The tag is divided into two parts. The top part is for the patient's name and personal information, and the bottom part is a multicolored, perforated area.
It looks like a label on a package you take to the post office. Only at the bottom are four long rectangles, green, yellow, red, and black, each one divided by a perforation. The doctor explains that the color on your tag determines what medical care you get here, or whether you get any at all.
The bottom color is green. If the patient has nothing wrong with them that needs to be treated, is the walking well, we just put the tag on them, and anybody that walks by will see that a provider has assessed them and has declared them safe just to stay where they are.
Each color also has a picture on the green rectangle.
It's a small picture of an ambulance with a black X through it. They don't need to be transported anywhere. The next color is yellow. What you do is you tear the green color off the bottom so that anybody who comes up to see the tag will see the yellow with a picture of a tortoise on it. That means that they're injured, but they can move on their own, albeit slowly. The next level is red, which means that they are probably young, probably otherwise healthy, and if we do something to intervene immediately, they'll probably survive. Yeah, the symbol on the red is a jackrabbit. It means we need to do something fast, and then we're done.
The symbol in the black rectangle seems ominous.
It's a black dagger, and this is basically, you put this tag on someone, and if you walk by and you see the black dagger, that means you don't do anything. Either they're dead, or they're gonna die imminently, and no matter what you did, there's nothing you could do. For example, if someone had fallen and had a closed head injury, in the ER back home, we could probably intubate them, get a neurosurgeon in, do a craniotomy, do some kind of surgery, and they may or may not survive. Here, you can't do that. We have no facilities.
Here on the tarmac at Louis Armstrong International Airport, one helicopter lands, then another, and another, and another. Doctors see the patients, and then try to get the sick and the frail back onto military helicopters and airplanes, so they can be sent to some distant city where they can get the medical care they need. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News,